From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Russia joins the country suspending flights to Egypt. Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt Friday as investigators continue to probe whether a bomb brought down the Russian jetliner last weekend that crashed into the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people aboard. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of his country's FSB security service, Alexander Bortnikov, recommended the halt in flights until he said, "We have determined the true reasons for the crash." Russia had for days dismissed as speculative pointed suggestions by U.S. President Obama and British Prime Minister Cameron that Islamic State insurgents planted a bomb aboard the Metrojet A321 flight from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg, Russia. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Putin ordered the government to work out details of how to repatriate Russians who are currently vacationing at the resort along the Red Sea, a favorite holiday destination for many Europeans. British vacationers encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh Friday, with the budget airline EasyJet only making two flights to London and canceling seven others. No explanation was given, with the airline saying Egyptian authorities had blocked the additional flights. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov talked on the phone Friday. Officials in Moscow said it was an effort to widen international political talks on Syria to include both opposition groups and the Assad government. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ahead of next month's climate meeting in Paris, a new UN report finds that pledges to cut carbon emissions by the world's nations are a good start, but fall short of what is needed to prevent global warming and climate change. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the UN Environment Program study released in Geneva.
The UNEP report describes the world's progress on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which are leading to global warming. At first blush, the survey of the efforts being made to tackle climate change seems to carry a discouraging conclusion. But that is not how the UN Environment Chief Achim Steiner sees it. He calls the study in advance of the Paris conference an historic breakthrough.
That historic breakthrough is, simply put, the fact that we now have a commitment that you can soon describe as universal action to address the challenge of global warming and of climate change.
More than 150 countries have submitted their national climate change strategies. Steiner calls this unprecedented and a significant departure from the previous 2 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Back-to-back Palestinian shootings Friday wounded three Israelis, two of them seriously, according to the military. The attack signaled an escalation after a series of Palestinian stabbings and widespread stone throwing that marked the current round of confrontations with Israel. Israeli media says the wounded were teenagers between the ages of 16 and 19. Earlier Friday, Israeli troops shot and killed a 73-year-old Palestinian woman in what the military said was an attempt to attack them with her car. Her son denied she tried to harm anyone and that she was on her way to lunch with her sister when she was killed. All three incidents took place in Hebron, the West Bank's largest city, which has been the main area of friction in recent weeks. After 7 years of debate, U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday rejected construction of the controversial Keystone oil pipeline from drilling sites in Canada through the central region of the United States. Obama said at the White House that the 1,900-kilometer pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. He said it would not make a meaningful long-term contribution to the U.S. economy and job creation or lower already low gas prices for U.S. motorists. Burundi has angrily rejected U.S. criticism of a planned security crackdown, saying Friday that warnings of fresh violence reflected a bias against President Pierre Nkurunziza. Nkurunziza has announced a Saturday deadline for people to hand over illegal firearms or be treated as enemies of the state. In the bid, the government says to stem months of violence and protest over his election. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.